Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Ensoroma. Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul, and my ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that is blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I broadcast live, and the show is repeated Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now, I invite you to join me for an exploration of the inner landscape, where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Oof. What a week. What a time. My voice is a little dry. Excuse me. Oh, that's better. I had to take a little sip of water there. But yeah, what a week. What a dry, hot week for folks out in California with those fires that are just eating everything up in their path. It's, you know, just again, what a season of natural and man-made disaster. We haven't had something like this, I don't know, ever, or at least to me, it reminds me of what it must have been like for people going through a world war, especially when you had a world war in your back, on your own backyard. So it's a very, very tense, emotional, grief-laden, frightening time that we are moving through. So it's really important that we remember that as horrible as all of these things are, they really have a great purpose. And, of course, when you're going through it, that's the last thing you want to be thinking about. But in my experience, that's what we need to focus on. Like, what is the real purpose in all of this? What is it that is going on? What's the big message that is coming from a greater order and direction to help us understand why all of these earth changes and all at this time? So, in October, this final earth month of the year, we've got all these earth changes going on, and we enter into this last quarter of, yes, a very powerful fire year, according to the wisdom that I keep. My theme this month is about the power of creativity, which I thought was really appropriate in the face of so much loss, material, relationship, human, mental, emotional, I mean, you name it. So much loss going on. And to me, the power of creativity that all of us human beings have is one of the most important tools that we can turn to in order to rise up out of the ashes, literally, of what has been going on, the ashes and the mud after all the flooding and stuff. So tonight, I'm going to be talking about recreating your lifestyle. But before I get started, I'd like you to know that in addition to listening through your computer or other gadgets that access the internet, you can listen to this live broadcast over the phone. And here's the number. It's area code 323-927-2913. Again, 323-927-2913. Also, the web link provided on my Facebook page, or you may have received it in a constant contact email, that serves as an archive link. So if you're unable to listen now, listen to the live broadcast, you can listen later. And I definitely want to jump right in and open up the show with honoring the ancestors, because, boy, we need some help. We need some big-time help. And, you know, it's not just the people who are actually going through this life and death challenge, this of being so thrust into 3D reality in terms of, can I get water? Can I have proper sanitation? What am I going to do? Everything in my house got burned up, and I have no papers. I have no records. I have just me. So aside from them, every one of us, whether we know someone personally going through one of these tragedies or not, but we're all in vicarious trauma. We are all feeling it. There's no way we could not. So this is for all of us. Include yourself in these prayers for help, in these prayers for love. And I want you to think about the ancestors, because we know that they have made it through. They have made it through. And they've made it through in times when there were no internets. There was no easy access to sanitized water where you could even get it in a bottle. They've gone through epidemics of like the yellow fever during the Civil War and things like that. And, you know, they made it. They made it out. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. So we definitely want to call on them for their guidance, for their wisdom, for their love, for having gone through disasters, natural and man-made, and coming out on the other side. And whatever it was, whatever thoughts, whatever beliefs, whatever faith, whatever hope, whatever it is, able them to hang in there, to make it through, to not despair, to not give up hope. We want that as well. We want to get access to that. So tonight I am calling out to the ancestors, and I'd like you to, again, just keep thinking about your ancestors. Say the names of your ancestors out loud. Let them know that we need their help. We need their support. We need their love, their guidance, and their wisdom at this time, because problems here are not problems where they're at. They've come through it. They made it to the other side, and they want to help us. They want us to also make it through and go beyond what they were able to get up to. So they really, really are wanting to help us. And we can just call out to them like I'm doing and say, ancestors, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you for being so willing and so available to help us through these very difficult, these very challenging, these very tragic times in our humanity, in our experience of this world. We are so afraid. We are so frightened. We don't know what's coming next. We don't know what's going to happen next. And so we ask and thank you to keep us full of faith, to keep us full of hope. Help us not go into despair. Help us to have the courage to believe that out of all this tragedy will come some good, that out of all this loss will come gain, and not in terms of material wealth, but in terms of spiritual wealth, in terms of human wealth, in terms of how we think about and how we treat each other. So help us, help us, help us. Help us connect to the love. Help us say no to the fear. And remind us in every way that you can, that we can get through this. We can become stronger and wiser for it. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, ancestors, in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Ashe ho asashi abismi lan. So it is. Oof. Yeah, this is some time that we are in. Not an easy time. So I want to jump into the elemental wisdom for today. We are, and for those who may be listening in for the first time, let me just jump back and say that elemental wisdom comes out of an ancient medicine wheel that I wisdom keep. And this medicine wheel has five elements on it of fire, water, earth, mineral, and nature. And each of those elements contains a wonderful, wonderful library, if you will, of information and understandings of how the universe works and why we're here on this earth plane, what our real purpose is. And so I use that medicine wheel to help us grow our consciousness about the week that we are experiencing. And so January 1st started on a Sunday. And so when I talk about an elemental week, I'm talking about Sunday through Saturday. And I look at the last number of the day, whatever the number of the day is. If it's two numbers, I look at the last number. And that number tells me what element we are aligned with for the week. And so today is the 15th. I look at the 5, and that tells me that we're in an Earth week. We're starting an Earth week, and that'll go until Saturday, the 21st. Now, the opportunities for this week, because it's an Earth week, are about receiving support. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that so? What is needed right now? You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full, which is the opposite of selfish. This is a cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. Wow. Such an important message for all of us to hear, but especially the people who are in situations where they've lost everything. And they may not have had the experience that I've had being a nomad, where you really do have to put yourself into a vulnerable situation and trust that God is going to provide you with everything you need in ways you can't even imagine. And so it starts from us believing that we deserve to be supported. We deserve to have what we need. And so that's my prayer for everyone going through such loss of home or loved ones, or personal items that can never be replaced, that they really open up to receive the help. So, distractions for this week and this Earth week coming up. Number one is the fear of hearing no. You know, that is a big, big fear. We are so afraid that if we make ourselves vulnerable and we put ourselves out there and we ask for the support, that we're going to hear a no. And you know what? That can happen, and it does happen. But a very, very wise teacher taught me that you have to learn to accept the no's in life. They lead to the yeses. So if you get a no from one place, just go someplace else and ask. Because eventually you're going to get to that yes. You're going to get to what it is that you need in order to be okay. Another distraction is the fear of being a burden. Our pride, our ego has us thinking that we shouldn't have to be in a situation where we need help. But the reality is, if you are in that situation, it's never just about you. Yes, you need help, but there are people who need to give help. You know, and some karma that they need to clean up, or it's an opportunity for them to experience that they can be generous, that they can be loving. So it really works both ways. So if you need help, you are not a burden. You're just in need of help. That's all, not a burden. And you're giving somebody the opportunity to experience themselves as generous and loving, kind. And then last but not least, the fear of being judged as weak or as a failure. Yeah, big distraction you can fall into when you're going through a situation where you need support. Again, especially when things like the fires and the floods and the earthquakes happen, that is not your fault. Or even a gunman goes crazy and is shooting people down. That's not your fault. And now bad things happen in this 3D world. That's just a part of it. It's what goes along with it. And so if we judge ourselves as doing something wrong or being weak or failing because a fire came and we lost everything we owned, that's not going to help you stay open to receiving what it is that you really need. So when the fear of hearing no comes, just say, it's okay. If I get a no, I'm going to eventually get to a yes. If you feel like you're being a burden because you need help, turn that around and say, no, I'm giving somebody an opportunity to experience themselves as a kind and loving person. And if you hear the chatter in the back of your head saying, oh, you're a failure, Eureka, there's something wrong with you, you shouldn't be in a situation to even be needing help, just say, you know what, that may be true, but I'm open to learning something new. And again, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault that these circumstances came. So next week, interestingly, Sunday is the 27th, which is also Earth Day. And we're going to begin a fire week next week. And I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast. I'll even give you some history about Earth Day and why that is so important. Moving right along, let's talk some astrological forecast, because on Thursday, the 19th, we have a new moon in Libra. And new moons are always about having that opportunity to restart, to reboot, to recreate, to remake. It's this chance to start over, to start again. Like you get out your eraser and erase what doesn't work in your picture of your life. And during the new moon, you can draw some new lines or put in some new colors. Like, you know, that's the time that we're coming to on Thursday. One of my favorite astrologers, Barbara Goldsmith, has this to say. And she says, it's all about soul relationships. Interesting. She says, this is all about transforming your relationships at the deepest level. Now, how synchronistic this is, because last week in my broadcast, that's what I was talking about, evolving our essential relationships. She says the Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Jupiter are all opposing Uranus, giving you the opportunity to break out of old restrictive habit patterns that have been keeping you stuck and going around in circles, maybe for years. Uranus tends to bring surprises and unexpected events, which can be upsetting. The new moon may well give you opportunities to find new ways of relating to people that enable you to feel free and at the same time even more connected. Uranus teaches us that freedom is vital, no matter what emotions it may bring up in another person. Freedom is vital. She goes on to say, ask yourself, am I feeling uplifted in my relationships or weighed down? Do I feel free or strangled? If stagnation and stuckness has been present, get ready for sudden changes that will move the energy. Yeah, it's all about that forward movement. Wow. So this new moon, an opportunity to really, again, get unstuck, to get ourselves freed up from what no longer can serve us in being in the truth of who we are. Wow, that's some good stuff. So again, that's on the 19th, that's Thursday. We have that new moon coming in. And just a reminder from Lena Stevens, she's from The Power Path. Her and her husband Jose put out a monthly forecast that is always so right on. It's a combination of astrology and just good galactic channeling. And she said from her October forecast that since this is a very creative time, creativity, fun, and good social interaction should be part of what you hold in your intentions for relationships this month. This is a positive aspect. A more challenging aspect of the month will be letting go of attachment to your expectations of security and stability from others and experiencing a willingness to move on from relationships that simply do not serve you anymore. So more relationship stuff. And of course, as I talked about last week, it really is all about our relationship with ourselves, how we are really treating and serving ourselves. So tonight, I'll give you a quick overview. I'm just going to quickly review what I talked about in the last 2 weeks in regards to creativity, from transcending your fears to evolving your essential relationships. And then I will jump into the topic for tonight about recreating your lifestyle. What, when, and why? And then how I will present to you a spiritual path for recreating your lifestyle. And then, of course, I'll throw out a personal challenge to you, and that can help you integrate what I talk about, as well as give you, you know, some evidence if you're ready to really commit to and jump into recreating your lifestyle. My opening quote that went out on the announcement this week was, trust yourself. Create the kind of self that will be happy, that you will be happy to live with all of your life. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement. And that comes from the great Golda Meir. And just a reminder, creativity is about the ability to transcend traditional ideas, rules, patterns, relationships, or the like, and to create meaningful new ideas, forms, methods, interpretations, etc. So, over the last 2 weeks, I've been talking just about that, about this power of creativity. And the most important message I wanted to give out at the beginning was the fact that all of us are creative, that we shouldn't just think it's the person to do it as a lifestyle or a livelihood, whether they're a painter, an artist, an animator, a composer, a jazz musician, a classical violinist, a classical pianist, someone who sculpts, someone who does artistic woodworking or glass blowing, you know, on and on and on, right? Those are not the only artistic and creative people on the planet. Everybody is born with a gift for creating something new. And no matter how small it may be, or how insignificant it may appear to be, we all have this gift. It's just a matter of, you know, how much we grow it and nurture it. But we all have this ability. It is an inherent human ability. And, you know, we use it a lot just on a day-to-day basis for navigating through life, you know, when situations arise that create a challenge, right? We got to get a little creative in order to solve it, figure it out, you know. So we all have that. And it's really important that in the times we are living in, as more things are shifted up through like these natural disasters, you know, something we have to understand because of how our economy is created and how it's set up, that the more that there are natural disasters where people who would be out shopping aren't able to be out shopping, where money has to be focused on, you know, getting streets back together or running lines for plumbing and, you know, all the reconstruction stuff, reconstructing roads and that kind of thing. Well, then that means that the kind of economy we have is going to be off balance. And we're going to feel it. We are going to feel it at some point. That's guarantee you, dollars to donuts, we're going to feel it. So we've got to get creative. we've got to get creative. We've got to be willing to open up and think outside of the box and innovate and bring forth some different ways in which we're going to take care of ourselves and other people and each other to make sure that everybody is okay. So this energetic, this wonderful ability that we have called creativity, it's a universal love energy because it can oust fear. It can push out fear. You know, that's why we can use it for problem solving or when a challenge comes up. And I talked about one of the reasons we don't embrace it enough is because it doesn't get acknowledged or supported enough when we're children, and definitely not through an industrial-minded educational system. But it's so important now that we realize that if we're going to stay on this planet with all these changes that it's bringing, we got to get creative. We can't think that we can continue to do things the way we've always done them in the last 100 or so years, and think that that, you know, could go on forever. No, we've got to get innovative. So I talked about using our creative nature to transcend fear and to encourage this ability in every aspect of our lives. Last week, I talked about evolving our essential relationships, and that to do that, we have to first accept that it's not about changing another person. We can't do that. The only person we can change is ourselves. But we can ask ourselves what we want from this person, because that's how we discover what we want from ourselves. In other words, we have to give it to ourselves first, and then somebody can support us in it. But we can't expect people to do for us what only we have the power and the ability to do. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. So because of that, it's important that we really get it that evolving a relationship is about accepting and unconditionally loving this person and stepping into creativity for how we evolve, how we are being with ourselves. Because that's what's going to shift how we show up in the relationship. You know, it's almost like I'm doing a little trick here, like, you know, talking about evolving relationships, and I'm really talking about evolving yourself. But it's about evolving yourself because you want the relationship to grow. You want it to become something more. Well, you've got to become something more, and then the relationship can reflect that. It's always an inside-out job. Watch that movie. Watch that kids' movie if you haven't seen it, Inside Out. It's really powerful. And so if you choose, because it really is a choice, to leave the other person alone, focus on yourself. What are you focusing on? Well, you're focusing on giving yourself what you want and expect from others by learning something new about yourself, doing something that excites you more than what you have been doing, being kind and generous, nurturing yourself in all ways, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you know. I shared the story about my wanting my family's approval and encouragement for my nomadic, crazy lifestyle. And after many years, realized that I wasn't really comfortable with it, as even though I was doing it, but I really wasn't accepting it. I was treating it like, okay, this is like a little side trip, but then I'll get back to what I'm really supposed to be doing. So I had to learn to take full responsibility for why I was doing it, what it was really about. Realized that I really couldn't go back to what I'd done before, grieve that, all that good stuff. And you know, when I was able to fully accept who I am and how I'm choosing to live, I was more able to really see, first of all, how much my family was supporting me, even if they didn't understand it. So, again, it's an inside-out job. And then I did give personal challenges. The first week, I gave a personal challenge of doing one creative thing every day for 9 days, just to really prove to yourself that you're creative. And I didn't care if it was playing with silly putty or, you know, doing a coloring book or, you know, if you're already being creative and writing poems or writing stories, you know, to continue to do that, but do it consistently so that you got a real experience of your creativity. And then last week I said take on thinking about three ways in which you would creatively love on yourself, and then choose one of them and do it. Choose one and do it. So this week, we're talking about recreating your lifestyle, because if you're going to recreate yourself, if you're going to evolve yourself, get creative with yourself so that your relationship can evolve, well, you're really talking about recreating your lifestyle. There's going to be a shift in lifestyle. So let me start with this premise. This is important for us to understand, which is that everything you are living right now is going to change. I'll repeat that. Everything you are living right now is going to change. I guarantee it, because this is how the universe works. Just think for a minute about where you were last year this time, and think about what might have been going on in your life. And even if you didn't change the home or the community that you lived in, think about how you were interacting with that community. Think about what was going on in your home. You know, realize that, oh, yeah, things have changed. Think about your health. Think about, you know, just, you know, maybe some commitments you made to get healthier, and now they're paying off. You know, I mean, things really do change. So why not participate in how you'd like it to change, how you'd like your life to change, rather than feeling victimized when the changes come? Because they're going to come. They really are going to come. Sometimes they come in small ways, but sometimes they come in really big ways. And so, you know, it's easy for us to think that we're locked into a particular lifestyle or role that isn't our happy ending. It's not fulfilling. You know, I can remember when I thought that I was going to need to take care of my sister for the rest of my life after she had an aneurysm. And it was really scary. But I was, you know, really being very self-sacrificing and thinking, okay, I can do this, I can do this. There's no way I could have done it. And I would have, you know, I would have taken it on, but I would have been miserable, and I would have made everybody around me miserable. Remember what I said, anything not transformable be transferred. So, you know, the learning here is that the universe really never wants us to not have our happy endings, to not be fulfilled. And so when we have these desires and these impulses for something that really, when we think about it, just puts a smile on our face, like, yes, I can see me doing that. I can see me being that. I can see me living that. And I'm not talking about the lifestyle of the rich and famous, you know, and all of us who grew up in the 70s, you know, we're just really spoiled, because that's right where we go to when we hear lifestyle. But when I'm talking lifestyle, let me go a little deep. I'm really talking about what are the values, that you want to experience on a daily basis, that you want to promote, that you want to share? What are the values, not the material things, but what are the values? For example, recently I've been focusing on, I want to live a lifestyle of gratitude and patience. Gratitude and patience versus the lifestyle of rich and famous. Because I know some rich people, I know some wealthy people, and I can tell you that it's not a happy day just because they have access to money. They are very challenged by things that it doesn't matter whether you have the money or not. You still got to do your work. So to me, I'd much rather be fortified in my values of how I value myself, how I value others. And then, you know, if the money comes, that'll be like icing on a cake. But if I can't value myself and, you know, my lifestyle isn't deep and simple, it's not going to be a good day. So what does that mean? That means that you need to take a look at the lifestyle you're in and whether or not it really is fulfilling you. And allow yourself to be okay with, you know, something's just not hitting the mark. Something's just not right. And, you know, if you're younger, it probably is about I need some more money. If you're older, it might be that too. But, you know, I mean, that's okay. If your life, I want a lifestyle where I just have more income. I don't want to have any debt and I, you know, want to be financially fit. I mean, that's fine. But what's the lifestyle attached to that? In other words, how is it that you want to be with yourself on a daily basis? So think about that. Think about what that would look like. And then I want you to think about what is it that you are conscious of that is keeping you from that lifestyle? What's keeping you from that lifestyle that you're conscious of? And then think about what in your background or your family's background could be a barrier to you having life the way you really want it. And I'm sure for many of us, something will jump up real quick. Also, I want you to think about, what are you afraid of losing? If you're able to achieve the lifestyle that you want or receive the lifestyle that you want, what is it that you would have to lose? What is it you think you might lose? And next, I want you to think about, what are you afraid of gaining if you have the lifestyle that you want? So those are just some questions to think about, kind of get your brain a little addle, little plasticity going on to open it up. Because I want to share about why it's important that you do think about a lifestyle improvement, lifestyle evolution, lifestyle growth, and a way that you can begin to do that or get support for doing it. Some of you may already be stepping into this. So first of all, know that, again, we are really here to evolve. We're here to grow. We're not here to replicate what our ancestors did or didn't do. We are here to be expressions of our own unique goals and drives and desires. And so inside of us, there is this remembrance of how it is that we really want to experience ourselves in life. There is something inside of us. And if we ignore that, we do a disservice, not just to ourselves, but to others, because, you know, the reality is that anything that we do, anything that we shift affects everybody around us. And so we're not alone. We're not alone in our process for how it is that we need to be. We're not alone in it. There are other people connected to us, and we're connected to them. So I'm saying that to say, just know that those desires that pull in you for something more, something different about your lifestyle, that's real. And it's something that you don't have to ignore. You can open yourself up to learning where it can take you. So, in order to recreate your life, the first thing you have to do is give yourself permission to do that, and that's what I'm talking about. You have to know that pull, that call, if you will, it's like a calling for what it is that right now in your life you say you want. It's important. It's very important. It's not just a dream, but it's something inside of you wanting to really be born. I know a woman who took her kids out of school to homeschool them while she and her husband, who was able to take off from his job for a year, got into an RV and drove around the country. And they went to all the national parks that they could. And, just went into that lifestyle of gypsy, a nomad, for a year. And were able to obviously learn a lot about themselves as individuals and about themselves as a family that they couldn't have done by staying home. Now, that's a pretty extreme, example, but it's, just still an example of how you get that pull and you gotta trust it, gotta go with it. So here is my spiritual path suggestion for being able to recreate your lifestyle when your current lifestyle isn't bringing you your happy endings, when you're not getting what it is that you want out of life, what you really want, what really seems to be calling you. Number one, or step A, it always starts with a prayer. Anytime you're making a spiritual journey, it always starts with a prayer. And a prayer really isn't about, let me get my God to give me permission to pay attention to me to help me, okay? That's begging. And prayer isn't about begging. A prayer is really for you to be able to hear yourself ask and thank your God for what it is that God already has waiting for you. It's really what prayer is about. And the trick in it is to not be attached to how it's going to show up. You know, let the universe take care of that. But the fact that you make that faith gesture, that you're able to hear yourself saying, I am willing to learn and to experience a lifestyle change, that's everything. To me, that's what opens the door. If you don't do that, it's going to be really challenging. next step is you got to give yourself permission to follow your calling, to follow your dreams for your lifestyle change, to follow the urges, the desires, whatever is pulling you. You got to give yourself permission. And, you know, this is hard. That's why we got to start with a prayer, because I think for some of us, we just don't know how to do it. We just don't know how to do it, so we have to get pushed. I've been pushed a lot in order to be where I'm at today, especially here talking to you on the radio. You know, I get pushed a lot because it's really hard for me to give myself permission. But, you know, I got the ancestors working for me, so they know how to push me. The next step is you want to do some discernment in regards to your lifestyle change. And you want to look at, what is it that I need to let go of in order for this change to come about? What is it I've got to let go of? And then what is it that stays? What is it that I'm not willing to let go of? And here's the reasons why. And they have to be really good, because if they're not good, it's going to go. But that discernment process is important so that you really can work with the changes that are going to come once you've said the prayer and you've given yourself permission. You don't want to fall into feeling victimized. You really got to be clear, like, this is why. This is what's happening. In other words, you got to be clear about purpose in doing this. The next step is to dive into your imagination. Dive into that engine of creativity. It's like Queen Latifah in the movie Last Holiday, where she had her book of possibilities. I think that's what it was called. And, you know, she had put in there pictures of the relationship that she wanted, the man she wanted to be in relationship with, the places she wanted to travel to, the food she wanted to be able to cook, you know. Again, you do that. You dive into your imagination. What is your lifestyle going to be like? What is it you want? You can also use, I think it's called a manifestation wheel or a manifestation poster, you know, where you go into magazines and you pull out pictures of things that are saying to you, this is the lifestyle I want. The next step is to set an intention. You know, really now, this is getting to where we start to really step into commitment. This is ask and you shall receive. This is where you say, you know, I'm willing to go on a journey and to learn what I need to learn in order to have this lifestyle. The next step, and this is a really fun and important one, is about living as though your dream is going to come true. Living as though the lifestyle that you want to have is really going to come true. And that's so important. That is so important, because I'm going to tell you, so much will lop off about what's happening currently for you. You'll see things from such a different perspective. We don't realize how much we hold ourselves hostage into situations and roles and lifestyle things that we're doing now that we really don't want to be doing. And so if you just play with that and just say, okay, today I'm going to act as though I believe that my changes are really going to happen, that I'm going to, you know, get the material things I want, and I'm going to live from a values-based experience of life, gratitude, patience, love, unconditional love. I'm going to live from that. You'll be surprised at how much mess and drama around you, you begin to say, oh, I don't need to take that on. I don't need to be involved in that, because I'm leaving. I'm getting out of this. I don't need to take that on. It'll be, oh, my God, it's so amazing. To me, this is one of the most important steps. And then the next thing to do is to really surrender to the change process. Throughout the clock, as I always say, because change is never just about you. It does involve others. You may be number 200 in the change line, you know, of the souls that came down here to earth to keep their promises, you know. You might be number 200 in what all that needs to happen. So you have to surrender to the process, and you got to want it right more than just wanting it. You know, it's like doing a puzzle where you find a piece that really looks like the piece that's supposed to fit in. And you take and you put that piece in, and you find out that there's still like a little bit of space. It's not the piece. Oh, my God. And you're just so upset. You're so upset. But the reality is the real piece is out there. You just got to have the patience. You got to find it. There's no need to try to make the wrong piece be the right piece. And most people mess up in having their dreams come true when they try to force a process, because when you do that, you're giving away your power. You've got to believe that you can have your happy endings. When you start to disbelieve that, that's when you'll start to give your power away. The good news is you will have some experiences that let you know that you have given your power away, and you can get back on your bandwagon of, okay, let me just wait and make sure it's right rather than just jumping for it. So here's the personal challenge. The personal challenge is for you to take a day or the entire week, if you can, acting as though you really believe that your lifestyle change is going to happen. And if you can, either make a little diary out of what you experience every day, or you can record it on your phone. But you got to just have some way to track it so that at the end of the week you can go back and see very easily, you know, what shifted just from shifting up your belief system. Just from being willing to try and shift up your belief system, you'll see a lot will have happened. A lot will have shifted. Wow. So, I come to the end of this program, and I want to do my closeout by first thanking my wonderful engineer, Ms. Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Be Well family for their continued support of my broadcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to Brother Forrest, sending him lots of love and health energy. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners, all of those who have Wisdom Walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family and my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine sisters and brothers right here and all around the world, and those who may be listening in for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership. Next week, I will continue with the power of creativity on Earth Day. So I'll be talking about the new Earth once again, the new Earth and creativity. Again, check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, where you can find archive links and under the events. That's what I send it out through. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, have a fabulous Earth Week. We get a little break this week. Open yourself up to receiving, and remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.